Did you watch the Grey Cup last Sunday?
I did.
It was the 111th, that's a lot, Grey Cup, and it didn't disappoint. It would decide which squad was the number one team in the Canadian Football League. Winnipeg Blue Bombers represented the Western Conference and were the heavy favorites to win. They had made it to the last four Grey Cup finals, winning half of them. Last year, they narrowly lost to Montreal Alouettes on the last play of the game. So, this year they had a score to settle as they played the underdog Toronto Argonauts at a neutral football field in Vancouver. Some were talking of a Blue Bomber dynasty in the making. They began the game well, leading 10-9 at halftime. Toronto represented the Eastern Conference after upsetting Montreal. It had been a costly victory though, as they lost their leading quarterback in that game. Chad Kelly suffered an ugly, multiple break to his ankle side, lining him for several months. So, Argo fans were hoping their backup quarterback, Nick Arnbuckle, could pull off a minor miracle against the powerhouse Blue Bombers. He did. The Argonauts stormed back in the second half and won the game decisively, some called it as a rout. Final score: Toronto 41, Winnipeg 24. Arnbuckle was named the game's most valuable player. Glory to man. I always like to watch the post-game activities after these championship matches. The contrast is striking. One side is euphoric, wildly hugging each other and acting like giddy, overgrown children. The other side is despondent as they see their hard-fought season come to a disappointing end. Some find the courage and grace to congratulate the victors. Others sit on their bench, downcast and visibly emotional, like gloomy, overgrown children. And then come the interviews with some of the winning players. The usual question is, how are you feeling right now and what does this mean to you? Some players talk about themselves and how they rose to the challenge to become number one. A few might take a swipe at their critics who thought they didn't have the right stuff. Their comments can be summarized in three words: I did it. Other teammates are less self-centered and talk about how proud they are of their team working together to overcome adversity or earlier losses. They might mention their supporting family and friends who have cheered them on. Their comments can also be summarized in three words: we did it. Both perspectives basically give the glory to man, which is the core of the humanistic worldview, which attributes all achievement to human abilities and knowledge. Glory to God. What I find refreshing is when I hear a player point beyond himself or his team to a higher person and give glory to him. Argo quarterback Nick Arnbuckle did that. Holding his two little girls in his arms and with his wife nearby, he thanked God for the opportunity he had to play and the ability to do well. He said he felt blessed, a clue word that Christians use. Deshaun Amos basically said the same. He is a defensive back for the Argos and played a key role in the game, making an interception and running it back 45 yards. When asked the usual question, he said that he first wanted to thank God and his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for what just happened. He went on to also thank his family and teammates. Somewhere in the chaotic celebration was Mike "Pinball" Clemens. He was a star running back for the Argos many years ago and a committed believer as well. Since his playing days, he has served in different coaching and front office roles for the team. The comments and attitudes of these players clearly reflect a Christian worldview which puts God, not man, at the center and gives the glory to him. This reminds me of what happened on the first Christmas. Angels appeared to a group of rugged, dirty shepherds, not unlike grimy football players at the end of a game. They were announcing the birth of Jesus and proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." See Luke chapter 2 verse 14. They were giving glory to God. Who do you give glory to? Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.